you're listening to Steve Mudflap McGrew and Remasculate. I sure do miss that corn boy.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Of the planet Earth. It is I, your leader. I should have a... What's my leader thing today? I'm a full leader.
You're a pop chip leader.
You're pop chip leader. Yeah, we got
pop
our
pop chip loving leader.
We got our pop chips in.
Breakfast!
What are you having?
I had Parmesan garlic potato.
And I just ate the chili lime potato pop chip that was delicious.
A whole bag is only 100 calories.
And
15 minutes on the elliptical, baby.
Or 5 minutes on your ab lounger.
Yeah, because you can calculate that accurately.
Where did you get... You actually have an ab lounger. This is like from the TV commercial.
I saw it on TV.
Uh-huh.
Late night? I ignored it. And then one of my friends said that it was very useful... And then I saw it at Sports Authority and bought it.
Oh, so you got it at the store. It wasn't one of those in the middle of the night. You're laying there watching TV. Oh, I need one of those.
No, I had a bun and thigh roller before that was one of those. I don't think it moved
bun
with me.
Bun and thigh roller?
Yeah, it was this thing you sat on the ground and you push back with your feet.
So you are one of those people that sees something on TV and goes,
especially when it comes to fitness. I'm like, I could do that and I could look like that. Lies, lies, lies.
Like you've done with the Tap Out DVD.
That's some intense stuff.
That's like that Insanity Psycho
P90X. Yeah.
I did some P90X. Now we're having some incredible sex. See, I could rap if I wanted to.
You really could. Let's not. Yeah. I like you as my country boy.
I like that too. So the ab lounger, does it work?
Yeah, if I actually do it.
Oh, it's one of those. We bought the piece of equipment, and we've moved it to the basement.
Right. And it sits there all pretty. We should take a picture and share it.
We could, of the ab lounger. A lot of people buy those things, and they always end up saying, you know, they're the clothes rack. They end up
clothes off of it. I will never use it as a clothes rack. I fought for it in a breakup because I love it.
I'm taking the ab lounger.
I want the ab lounger. You can have everything else.
You should have... taking the ab lounger and let him have the cat.
Really? Really?
Sorry, Podcat. I'm still angry that you tried to bite me yesterday.
She didn't try to bite you. She tried to play.
Yeah, whatever. So today I'm riding in my truck. I'm stuck in traffic.
Shocking.
Shocking, I know. Anybody that drives knows what traffic is unless you live in Branson. And
have you been to Branson? I-76 is a madhouse. There's no movement. Anyway.
All right, then. Ozark. How's that? Ozark.
Okay, yeah.
Anybody that lives in one of those towns that has the blinking light.
Right.
If a major city has traffic. So I'm sitting in traffic, and the first thing that popped in my head when I was listening to the radio was, God, I hate this song. Not again.
What song was it?
It was that one that... they're making fun of on the videos now that... Well, how's that song go?
I can't remember.
You know the one where...
You're not giving me enough clues.
The guy sings to the girl, and then the girl sings, and it sounds like... Boop, boop, tch, boop, boop, tch. You know that song. It goes, you know, that... why'd you have to cut me off? Why'd you have to... You know that one that...
Who sings it?
Gautier, it's that.
I may have heard it before.
Just somebody that I used to know.
Oh yeah,
you know, that song. Yeah, that.
Everybody
one.
Has somebody they used to know.
Right, that song just again, and that's when it dawned on me that traffic is designed to make you decide which songs that you hate and never want to hear again. And then I tweeted that. That's what I made it. I made it a tweet, you know. So that I think things just happen to you in life that you just think of things all of a sudden, and you have to tweet them. And so you don't get that when you're at work in your cubicle?
I am staring at a computer screen all day, looking at the same stuff all day long. There's not a lot of stimulation.
Come here, baby. I got your stimulation.
And you had to take it there. No, I feel like I'm a little bit bubbled from the outside world. Like, I don't know. Like, I'll come home and be like, so what's going on in the world? Because I don't know, unless it's related to my job, which I love my job. But I think a lot of people out there probably can relate.
That live in a bubble. They just don't
And it's not that I don't want to be a part of the world, but 40 plus hours a week, I am in my bubble. My job has to get done. I don't have time to look at yahoo.com or now.msn.com.
Or Big Brother live feeds.
Yeah. And I'm really bummed.
Because I'm watching the Big Brother live feeds.
You're addicted.
Real pass. Yeah. I don't, it's consuming. It is.
Because you don't want to miss something.
I don't want to miss something, but I have a life and I really need to do things. Like yesterday when I was watching it and I needed to have a meeting with a lawyer, I'm sitting there watching Big Brother, and since there's four cameras, four feeds, they're in four different rooms, they're all scheming about something, you don't want to not, so I'm switching back and forth between cameras, trying to, you know, because you don't want to go, all right, then you're with me then, we're against Will, you know.
Willie.
Will. No, Willie. Will with an I. Willie's the one in bed.
I don't like him. That's the one I'm talking about.
I'm talking about Will.
I like him.
Hi, I'm Will.
He's flavor.
He is full of flavor.
No, I'm against Willie. He's playing too hard, too fast. He needs to calm down.
They're saying that about everybody on the show.
That's true. But he's like freaking out. Like, there was a bit of information that he was told. Did you catch that? From his coach.
No, who's his coach?
Brittany,
okay.
He was told a bit of information that she thought might happen in the future of the game, and he became obsessed with it and wanted to tell the whole house.
Even though it may or may not be real.
Right. And like they were saying afterwards, the house guests were saying afterwards, you know, if he keeps making it a huge deal, CBS isn't dumb. They want the people to expect the unexpected.
Right.
So they're not going to do it.
Yeah, we'll just change it anyway.
But then there were talks about their contracts, only saying that they could win $100,000, and if they were thrown into the game, that would be a chance of $500,000. So, who knows?
Well, I'm love watching the feed.
And I don't have time to keep up.
I'm sick of the fish. I hate the goddamn fish.
It makes you step away and go to the bathroom.
We'll be right back.
And then dun, the show this. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, yeah.
And then the fish swim around, and you're like, ah! I've sat there and watched the fish for like five minutes. Because I don't know, they cut to the fish because they don't want you to know what they're talking
about.
Yeah,
there's something being said, or there's a competition happening that is only going to be shown on TV.
Yeah, and I don't want to walk away because the fish go away, and then so I'm just sitting there watching the dun, 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 dun. We'll be right back. Dun, 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 dun,
right.
Dun, dun. I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. Who's your favorite?
Since I'm not good at all the names yet, I actually wrote them that you can chat along while you're watching the feeds. I wrote that they should start flashing the names under, so put the two and two together, who's who. So now I just know everybody as the coach, the one guy.
There's four of them.
Right, but the one guy who is a coach.
Dan and Boogie.
No.
Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, the coach that is a coach.
Right. That's the one I'm talking about.
That's Dan.
Right, Dan. And then Boogie, I know, because Mike Boogie, he's the one that won the All-Star. I know those.
Right. And how many times has he mentioned that?
A lot.
Yeah.
And then Will, the gay guy. And then Willie, the...
His brother was on Survivor.
Right. And then there's...
Janelle,
who's the big giant Amazon blonde.
Wow.
I'm a man.
You think she's manly?
I'm very manly.
She just had a baby.
Well, she's very manly. She looks like she could be a woman wrestler.
Yikes. I kind of like her a lot.
No, I like her too. I watch
the
show.
She's no Jordan and Jeff. But
she is no Jordan, that's
I like
for sure.
Her.
But she is like Jordan and Jeff in one.
Right.
Hi, I'm George Jeff.
I get that now.
Took you a
That's
second.
Really
like
mean.
Jordan and Jeff in one.
Yeah, but she just had a baby. How did she leave her baby to be on this show? I don't want to get into that. I don't want to judge her. I don't know her. No judgments here.
I'm going to just have a baby, and I'm going to go away for months.
And I could win $100,000.
And that's more important than my baby. Okay, and I know her, and then there's the Puerto Rican girl who is the lesbian rocker.
Yes.
Don't know her name.
Do you like her?
No, she could go pretty quickly.
And you're okay with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and it's only because I don't like her. I don't like her attitude. I don't know if there's something that she just seems kind of...
She's rough.
Rough. She's way rough.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the guy who's the cook. Can't remember his name. I just call him the cook when I watch the show.
Right.
And they're thinking they want him out because...
He's eating up all the
food. He's eating all the food.
He's not eating it. He's cooking all the food and then throwing stuff away.
Yeah, because they only have a limited amount of food. Right. But since he is a trained chef, he's in there just whipping up these dishes and they're throwing
away. Thinking he's loving.
Yeah.
He's making everyone love him when he's not.
Yeah, one of them's like, we're going to be the Donner Party before this is all over. You know, they're going to be all the food. We'll start.
You are obsessed with the Donners.
Eating people.
2 days in a row. Should I be worried?
So that's what I've been doing while you've been in your cubicle, is wasting my life with Big Brother. And I think Big Brother UK is running at the same time now, too.
That's going to be overload if you try and do both of those.
I need to Google, because I was reading the Daily Mail, the British paper, and there was something in there about the Big Brother cast. I'm like, so it may be going on. I got to check out on that. But those are the only reality shows that I'm really... into are those two. I can't get into Bachelor or Bachelorette, or those are so fake.
They're so gay.
They're so bad. You know, nobody ever stays together other than what's his face, the firefighter.
Ryan and Tristan.
Yeah, they've stayed together, but nobody ever does it. It's fake. They're not actually looking for love.
They just want their 15 minutes
of fame. That's all that it is.
And all those reality shows are the same way. I don't know why I got sucked into Big Brother. There must be something about it for you to also get sucked in.
Well, there's the psychological game, and you can watch them play each other.
That's, right. It's like watching a chess match.
Yeah. They're talking. Well, you stick with me, and I won't stab you in the back. All right. Well, you do that. If I get on the block, well, you take me, you know, all of that. But then I go to somebody else and go, listen, I'll take you off the block if you...
Right.
So it's like...
Who's the contractor, the house flipper guy?
Oh, I don't even know what his name is. That the one, he's been very quiet. He's laid low, really low.
That's probably good. He's pretty, and I was concerned that they would target him pretty quickly.
Yeah. And then there's the unemployed guy.
Yes,
the curly-haired, carrot-top-looking guy. Is it Frank?
Yeah, that Boogie likes, and...
Except the other, Willie doesn't, and wants him out this week.
But there's been back and forth that, does Willie want Kara out, or does Willie want... Prank out. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
This is Thursday. It's going to be on tonight, live eviction, right?
Sorry.
Thursdays.
Yeah. Sorry. We hope we didn't bore you with this. We got off of the Big Brother thing, and I'm sure people
but
are watching.
But the UK
it.
Can relate. They
yeah, they can.
Own.
And if you trust me, then go ahead and definitely watch the show.
Yes.
Because it's something you will like. If you've never thought about watching it,
it's
check
on
it
CBS.
Out. And you could probably go back and watch some back shows and catch up, because it's only, what, week two?
Yeah.
So it's very early.
12 days in.
Yeah.
I bet you can make a drinking game out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'm eating edamame. Don't stop. My Facebook motivator is going to judge me again.
Uh-huh.
Dang it, Kenny
Mace. I'm sorry. In my headphones, I heard.
I'm going to stop eating in the microphone. I'm hungry. I've been staring at my computer screen all day. All right, enough Big Brother. We're going to bore these people to death. Let's jump into the news.
Right.
Cue my intro.
Wow. Yeah, and now here's Miss Thang with All Things Considered.
All right. You're so cute when you do that. No.
Is that too big and like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, follow that, woman?
Oh, I never thought about that. Following that big intro. Here we go. Employees must wash their hands before returning to work, especially now. A no bare hands rule was supposed to take effect in Oregon on July 1st. That could have prohibited bare hand contact with any cooked or ready-to-eat food products as part of the FDA retail food code. But food service workers and restaurateurs have convinced state health officials that it would do more harm than good. Brian Steelman, a Portland restaurant owner, told the Associated Press that gloves lead to bulletproof vest feeling. Cooks think, I have a glove on, I don't need to wash my hands. Among the other arguments...
That's gross!
I know! Among the other arguments against the rule, increased plastic waste and disconnecting chefs and cooks from one of their most essential senses, touch. Chefs frequently rely on their sense of touch to determine all kinds of things, from the temperature of a steak to the quality of an avocado.
Well, that's
so
true. I can see that.
Gloves are no longer required for food service workers in Oregon.
So, but they're going to
avoid Oregon.
But they're going to have to wash their hands more. That's what they want them to do.
Is right, to and how do you monitor that?
But how do you monitor glove use? If that's what
you
saying.
Can see that. Like, health inspector walks into the kitchen. Hi, that person has gloves on.
Right, but like this article just said, they don't know how often they change them because they have that attitude.
Right, but
of
at
like,
least they have gloves on. They could be, you know, going to the bathroom, not washing their hands, but the health inspector is not in the bathroom.
Right, but you don't know what gives that restaurant its extra special flavor. Why do I love this steak so much here? Maybe it's because...
That's true.
They didn't wash their hands.
Maybe we're overthinking everything.
You are overthinking it. I think we've become such a germaphobe society. You know, how did they get along for years with that just restaurant, throwing a patty down and cooking it? You don't use gloves in your own house. That you just, you know.
That's true.
I think we just become so germaphobe. Maybe this is kind of a lean in the right direction. But we'll see as soon as somebody gets typhoid
sick.
Or
yeah.
something. Yeah.
What's typhoid?
I don't know. Google. It's a... It's one of those bad things that you learn if you read medical MD, WebMD.
Is that what you do?
No, I've done it before. And, like, I know you've been having this pain in your side that you've had people go, you should look it up on WebMD.
And I'm like, no! And I finally called the doctor.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Never look up anything on WebMD. Anything. Because you'll be, then you start doing all those questions. Is it a sharp pain? Is it a dull pain? Is it an aching pain? How long does the pain last? Is it, does it feel like it's under the rib cage or over the rib cage? And you start answering all like, the next thing you know, you're like, oh, I've got teensy fever.
Or I have pancreatic cancer. Yeah. Do I have a pancreas?
Yeah. And yeah. What side is your pancreas? I think it's my, no, it's on the other side. Are you sure?
You know what one of my coworkers said today, and I don't know if it's correct, but she said, anything on the right-hand side is stuff that you can get rid of. Anything on the left is stuff that you can't. So like gallbladder, appendix, it's on the right side.
I'm thinking anything that's in you, you need.
No, the appendix. You know, it's one of those things that you're not quite sure why you have it.
Right, but is it divided? Is there like a longitude, latitude line of like...
I don't know.
This, you don't need that, and that you...
I'm not good at biology, but this is what she told me, and I'm sharing
it. Do you know where your body parts are?
I know where my middle finger is. No, I don't.
Oh, you almost, yeah. But you know what I mean? Can you
right.
can you go, oh, this hurts. That must be my kidney. Do you know? Oh,
I know where my kidney is. I know where my lungs are and my heart.
That must be your back, because your back.
Right. But have you ever had a kidney infection?
No.
You'll always know where your kidney is if you have
a kidney infection. So you could tell that, but when you go, is that my stomach? Or, you know, you could go, oh, is that my stomach
or my large intestines?
Yeah,
is that my colon? Or yeah, I
right,
don't know the details.
Because you know, doctors just like touch and push on you because they know exactly where crap is.
Right, because they studied it for years.
Something else I've always thought about when you see operations, like
yes.
they take everything out. You've seen this on House and things where they just reach in and they take everything out and they lay it on the side and mm-hmm. then they cut open or take something out and then they put your stuff back in.
Yeah, what if they get something out of order?
How do they know where it... You didn't put it back the same way. It's like taking a car apart. Don't you need to number it 1, 2, 3, 4, and doesn't it have to go in the exact same?
Because well,
you see the guts come out like bloop. So
how many years do doctors have to go to school?
A lot.
Right. So over and over, they've been told, this is where everything goes. This is what this does. This is where it goes. This
and
is
this
what
goes
this
under
does.
That and over that.
Right.
And then loop the big right. intestine twice. And you hope that's what they do. But you see that on the...
And how did they make the environment so clean in an operating room?
They wear gloves, unlike the people at the restaurant. See how I did that? I am a freaking genius.
You are. But no, I mean the actual air. How do they
make
it so clean?
Oh, it's all filtered. It's one of those kind of, you know, suction out and done and, you know.
I've kind of wondered if they just paint the room white to make you
think everything's
clean.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always, on Grey's Anatomy, when you watch Grey's Anatomy, when one of them walks in just holding a mask over their face.
Yeah, you're like, what if I was that person on the table with my heart exposed?
Yeah, I don't really want you standing here just holding a mask up while
right.
you're talking about your lesbian love experience last night.
Right.
Those are those two. What are their
yeah.
names? What are their...
The dark-haired one and the blonde?
See, you're as bad as me with the names. You just
I am horrible with names. Any place that has a name tag
uh-huh.
is heaven to me.
If you see somebody with a name tag? Or
no, if I have to be in an environment that requires a name tag, it's awesome because it makes me not have to try. Because I am horrible. I can try with names. Like, I finally got the receptionist down at the hospital where I go to from time to time to visit, and that took like 2 months.
I really need the name, face, at the same time, same place.
That makes sense.
Like,
yeah, because like on Facebook, we have friends,
mm-hmm.
and I see the names all the time, but mm-hmm. their profile picture isn't like blatant.
Yeah, and I don't know why I keep friends of. If you don't have your profile pic, you know what? You can't be as ugly as you think you are that you've put up a picture of a tomb.
Some people are very insecure.
But I just don't get that. I mean, why they have just like these icons of something, and then there's, or you look through their profile, they have nothing, not one picture of anything. Do they, are they that private, or are they that insecure?
I think it's a lot of insecurity. They're like, you know, who's going to see this? Maybe people in high school that used to make fun of me.
You know, people that fit their name. Did you ever see those people? Remember those in high school that, you know, like Susie Large, and she was. Remember those kind of, like, the names fit, like, you know, Debbie Tree. And you're like, she was 7 foot tall.
You know, I didn't have any of those in my school. No,
we had a couple of those where the name actually fit the character, you know.
Right.
You know.
I didn't have any of those.
You know, there was one, I think it was, her name was like, what was it? Something Stump. Her last name was Stump. And she was really, seriously, like 4'11 and 200 pounds. I mean,
dang.
It was one of those, you're like, she is a stump.
She is a stump.
She's a stump. She's part of the Stump Sisters.
Unfortunately, I did not have any of those in my school.
Hmm.
Boring Ozark.
Yep. All right, next story.
Oh, we're still in the news, aren't we?
Yeah.
Our tangents. We talked the other day about The Dark Knight, the next movie,
uh-huh.
and how great reviews they were getting on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to go see that. I was invited to go see the premiere here in town and did not get a chance to do that. So that's one of the ones I want to go see.
Right.
I hear it's fantastic.
I will go with you, so don't go while I'm out of town.
All right.
While Batman is busy defending Gotham City from Bane and other bad guys, some fans of that comic book crime fighter have proved too vocal in their attempts to defend the coming Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, from negative criticism. The review aggregation site Rotten Tomatoes, I've never heard it called that.
Me neither. Just Rotten Tomatoes, not whatever right. the other word was.
So Rotten Tomatoes said that it had suspended user comments on reviews of the film directed by Christopher Nolan after readers reacted angrily to two negative write-ups and made threatening and derogatory remarks about the critics who wrote them. So I guess somebody didn't have a positive review about the movie,
mm-hmm.
and then they were attacked. So Rotten Tomatoes has halted the comments on Dark Knight.
Because these people are loving the movie. I mean, absolutely loving it.
Those comic people are pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, it's just like anyone is intensely in love with something, someone else bashes it, they're going to attack.
Like,
well,
we
this
just,
movie
like,
is so huge, and there's so many people that love it.
Right, like we did with Bachelorette. Somebody was listening and went, y'all are so stupid. That's the greatest thing ever. If you watched it once, you would know exactly what it's a great, great show.
Right, and we're sorry for that.
No, we're not.
Go eat some more pancakes. So, that was my next news story. Uh-huh. Anything you want to talk about in that?
On the Batman?
Yeah.
I miss it being Batman. I mean, I like The Dark Knight,
mm-hmm.
but it's not really Batman. You know, they don't call it Batman anymore, and like the Batman TV show, Batman doesn't have like just, it's Batman with his utility belt. I always liked the utility belt. That he
why?
Because he had stuff. He would just pull out how do you happen to have shark repellent in there?
That's
just,
true.
And why did you just happen to have, he had some like cool stuff. This guy, you know, Dark Knight has these contraptions like the cars and the planes and the tanks and the.
So it's heavy duty.
Heavy duty other than the utility belt.
You know what I like?
What?
Tool belts on you.
What?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You don't own a tool belt, do you?
No.
But in my mind, you would look great in a tool belt.
And just a tool belt? Tool belt?
Tool belt.
Tool belt.
Well, we could talk about that off the air. But speaking of, I found 7 reasons not to have sex.
Oh, women don't need to hear that, do they? Or did a woman write this?
That's a stereotype.
No, it's not.
It is. Sometimes you have to say no, even if it what you'd love to say is yes.
Mm-hmm.
So some circumstances can make even the most appealing sex sessions seem like the worst idea ever. You may not be on, you know, that, you know, the monthly
what?
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Aunt Flo.
Or dealing with the worst outbreak of anything ever.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, this is a rough article. I should have
Why don't you just read it, like, straight
Since,
out? It's a
yeah.
news article.
But we've got seven other good reasons to turn down sex even when you're feeling froggy.
Okay.
I like their term, froggy.
Froggy.
Are you feeling froggy,
feeling froggy,
babe?
Jump.
Jump. Jump. Jump.
Go ahead, jump.
Who sang that song?
Really? Van Halen.
I didn't know. Wow. Oh.
Did you know that how many people hear you every day go...
Who sings that?
Who's that? Who does that? I don't know. Let me Google the Donner Party.
But let's listen to Mansion in Branson by Glenn Campbell. I am so out of touch.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. I don't know if you're going to agree with this first one.
Uh-huh.
You can't see the forest through the trees. You might be feeling hot and heavy, but you'd be wise to hit the brakes on a sack session if you can't remember the last time you took a razor or waxing kit to your nether region. It's popular to not be hairy.
No, you need to be natural, just like God made you. You need to have jungle pooty. You need that 70s porn bush. That's what, I don't know why this whole thing got started, that whole Sex in the City, get a Brazilian.
Because.
What?
It could be an obstacle for partners to get around in order to get the job done. No one wants to make out with or rub up against a hairbrush. And running into unexpected underbrush when you're heading south can be instant libido killer.
Not true. I would put on a pith helmet and get a machete and just go like you're going
to
look Indiana Jones and the Temple of Poon. You would just start just looking for the idol.
Oh, my. These are some side effects of having too much hair down south.
Okay, go ahead.
Heavier odors than clean-shaven counterparts.
Okay.
Stray or loose hairs that get stuck in the mouth. Ew. Unpleasant friction that can cause burns or irritation.
Yeah.
Toilet paper or lint fuzz remnants that
oh,
stick to the
Jesus.
Area. Again. Ew.
Ooh.
But it's true.
Now, this just goes to bad hygiene. That's all that. That's just bad hygiene. Not,
I know.
Because God didn't make any mistakes when he designed you. That's just nasty-ass
women.
So
I should just let all the hair just
free-flow. Right.
My armpits be all, look at me, Julia Roberts in France.
No, I didn't say armpits.
But that's how God made us.
Well, sometimes you have to pick and choose.
Anyway, fat days. We all have fat days. You boys don't talk about them as much as us girls, unless you're my boyfriend. But it's perfectly okay to pass on a roll in the hay if you're having a fat day. In fact, it's recommended. If you're feeling flubby, chances are you're going to be self-conscious instead of confident in the bedroom.
Then we're never going to have sex again.
Are you calling me fat?
No. I'm saying, according to that article, whenever somebody feels like they're having a bad day, almost every day you say, I feel fat today.
But it's not all day.
I feel fat today. Huh? But you do. Do you really feel that way? Or do you just
I have moments throughout the day where I'm like, ugh, I ate.
I feel
I'm just kidding.
Fat.
And the rumors start. Miss Thing has an eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right, next one.
Next one is coming up. You have fat days, too, though.
I do have fat days. I have fat pants. I have days that I use on those days that I feel.
But don't you hate those days where you're just like, ugh,
I
don't touch me.
I'll never think that.
Oh, okay. Next up, oh, sheet. No, I didn't say the bad word.
Did it say that, though?
I said sheet. No. Your date went wonderfully. Your mid-makeout session and thinking about how steamy things could get when you suddenly ask yourself, when was the last time I washed my sheets? You ever been there?
I thought you were going to say, when was the last time I washed my ass?
I said sheet.
I know, but I thought you were saying
sheet. Oh, sheet.
I know, but I thought you were saying sheet instead of shit.
Oh.
I thought you were trying to be that way. And then when you read the part of the article, I thought, hey, before he goes there, when's the last time I washed my ass? But no, it's the actual sheet.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. And for you bachelors out there, because I don't picture women being as bad with the sheets.
Yeah.
Some side effects if you don't wash your sheets on a regular basis. I suggest every week. Every other week.
What is the...
It doesn't really say here, but we live life. We know. Every week is probably best. Anyway, you'll have unpleasant odors.
Uh-huh.
Underwear wrapped up in the sheets. Unidentifiable stains.
Ooh.
It could be dried mayo.
Even the dog didn't like that one.
Crumbs in the bed. Or bed bugs.
Okay, change the sheets.
Change the sheets.
And you know the single guys aren't doing it. That's one of those
right.
deals.
Right, oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is fine.
It's fine. I'm not itching too much today.
The stain don't even smell anymore.
Ew, it's mayo. It's mayo, right?
Yeah, sure. Hair gel.
All right, the next one. Do yourself and your partner a favor and keep those pants on if you're feeling bloated or gassy. We all poo. We all toot. It happens. There's a book out there called We All Poo.
We all poo.
Someone reminded me of that today. You might feel like grinding it out anyway, but instead of concentrating on your O, you'll be straining to hold back your F's. Farts.
That's a horrible feeling, too. Isn't it?
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are you so red then? You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're like, one wrong move. Oh, I wonder if he heard that.
We have not broken that barrier.
No, but I'm sure people out there know exactly what that.
Right, because some people fart freely in front of each other. Probably encourages them to get randy.
That probably is one of those deals that therapists tell couples to go ahead and break that barrier. Just go ahead and be more you, be yourself. Because if you try to, you know, it'd be hard to live together in a house that you couldn't.
Are you getting at something?
Huh?
Are you getting at something?
Sometimes I feel like I just need to be free. There's sometimes that I feel like
you want to toot.
Yeah, and there's times that I don't feel like I need to go outside. Don't have to lie to you by going, I'm going to step outside and check on
the pond. It just clicked in my head. Oh my gosh.
We share too much on there.
Tell them everything
we know.
So
from now on, people, if you've got a fart, just tell your partner, I've got to go check
you.
The pond.
I've got to go check the
Where
pond.
Where are you going? I got to go check the pond.
We don't have a pond. Mind your business. Anyway, up next, this list is taking a long time.
It is taking
it's
a long time.
It's an interesting list. It's very relatable. Even if your doors have locks, it's never a good idea to get frisky unless you're alone in the house. You'll give yourself away when it's noticed that you and your partner are both absent at the same time by the noises coming from wherever you've chosen to get it on.
Uh-huh.
And from your flushed faces and messed up hair when you're both finally reemerging. So don't have relations when you are a house guest or you have house guests. And these could include your kids. I don't have kids, and I've always wondered, how does that work?
I don't want
your answer.
Okay.
Okay.
But I was going to say that I know the other people that just wait till they go to sleep.
But they're still in the house.
Yeah.
Kids wake up.
Yeah, then you can't really have good sex because you can't, like, scream like monkeys and stuff. So
18 years of celibacy.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
And that's why the divorce rate is so high.
Yeah. Sorry, Jeremy.
Oh, dang.
Oh, snap.
Other house guests include your parents, his or her parents, the neighbor's kids, friends and their families, visiting church members.
Excuse me, Pastor. I have to go check the pond.
Ooh, Betty Rubble's coming out.
You did the Betty Rubble laugh.
And last, but certainly not least.
Yay! Bring it on home, girl.
Bring it on home. If you run out of condoms and other contraceptives, say sayonara to your sex drive.
So do not have sex
What you have all these great comments that you post on Twitter
mm-hmm.
about the whole condom. Like, if you don't do this, you know what I'm talking about? In the past?
I did. I put stuff up.
Maybe it wasn't you.
It might have been me. But I always go, do what the truckers tell you to do. Tarp that load.
Tarp it.
So, all right. That's a good article. I like that. I think we've actually taught some people something here today.
There
hopefully.
We go. We have edumacated our audience.
Did you just really say edumacated?
I'm
Can you
cute.
Spell that?
Yeah, it would take up way too much time.
Yeah, and I really got to go. I got to go check the pond. God bless America, and keep listening to the Oak Ridge Boys.
Giddy up, oom-bop-a, oom-bop-a, toot-toot.
Bow, bow. We bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the rings and noose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remind